WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot of stoic swagger. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to cultivate that positive body image and rock that unshakable confidence. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else has it figured out? Like their bodies are sculpted from marble and their confidence beams brighter than the midday sun? Well, let me tell you a little secret. Those perfect squares don't always reflect reality. They're just highlights, baby. We all have days where we feel fantastic and days where we want to hide under the covers with a pint of ice cream. That's perfectly normal. But here's the thing. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to help us cultivate a healthier relationship with our bodies and ourselves. Firstly, let's talk about reframing your perspective. It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, but that's a slippery slope to unhappinessville. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, which is our thoughts and actions, and let go of what we can't. Instead of obsessing over those Instagram-worthy physiques, try shifting your attention to appreciating the incredible things your body can do. Can you dance, take a hike, give a hug? Celebrate those abilities. Secondly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend. We all make mistakes, have insecurities, and struggle sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over perceived flaws, acknowledge them with gentleness and focus on your strengths. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude for what your body is capable of. Think about all the amazing things it does every day, breathing, moving, experiencing the world around you. It's a miraculous machine. Take some time each day to express gratitude for its strength, resilience, and ability to bring you joy. Next up, challenge negative self-talk. Those critical voices in your head? Yeah, they need to be put on mute. Stoicism encourages us to identify and challenge irrational thoughts that hold us back. When you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or, my body is flawed, counter those thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your accomplishments, talents, and the unique beauty that makes you, you. Finally, remember that true confidence comes from within. It's not about achieving a certain look or conforming to societal standards. It's about embracing who you are, flaws and all, and living authentically. Focus on developing your passions, pursuing your goals, and being the best version of yourself. The world needs your light, and your confidence will shine even brighter when it comes from a place of self-acceptance and inner strength. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, head held high, radiating that powerful aura of self-assurance. People notice your energy and are drawn to your genuine presence. You feel comfortable in your own skin, rocking your favorite outfit with confidence, because you know your worth goes way beyond appearances. That's the power of cultivating a positive body image and embracing your authentic self. So, how can we make this happen? Simple. Start small. Choose one stoic principle from today's episode and practice it consistently. Challenge those negative thoughts, express gratitude for your body, or celebrate your strengths. Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and soon you'll be rocking that unshakable self-belief. Ready to level up? Share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of stoic wisdom. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what resonated with you. And don't forget to follow us on social media for daily doses of inspiration. We're in this together, folks. Let's build each other up and create a world where everyone feels confident and empowered in their own skin. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.